In this bulletin, former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull admits the Banking Royal Commission should have been called earlier. Two men missing in the Queensland floods, and Liverpool in danger of losing the top spot in the English Premier League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has admitted the federal government should have called the Banking Royal Commission earlier. The federal opposition has consistently questioned whether the coalition government can oversee the implementation of the change in the banking sector, given it voted against the establishment of the Royal Commission 26 times before finally agreeing to it. Mr. Turnbull, who was Prime Minister at the time, says the culture in the industry needs to change, and he admits his government was wrong to vote against a Royal Commission.
I believe, with the benefit of hindsight, we should have held the Royal Commission earlier, but I think what the Royal Commission has done, it's provided a, something of a shock treatment to really ram home the need for that cultural change.
The chief executive of the National Australia Bank says he'll continue to lead the organisation in the wake of the release of the Banking Royal Commission. The National Australia Bank was particularly targeted by Royal Commissioner Kenneth Hayne. Commissioner Hayne says the evidence at the Royal Commission of Chief Executive Andrew Thorburn and the NAB's Chairman Ken Henry didn't persuade him that the National Australia Bank can be trusted to do the right thing. But Mr. Thorburn says the NAB will re-earn trust by doing the right thing.
I and we will lead through this. We take it seriously. We look forward to implementing the recommendations, and we understand, and I understand, having been a proud banker for 30 years, that the service to our clients is based on trust, and that's based on action, and that's what we intend to do.
Two men are missing as North Queensland's flood crisis moves into its 11th day. 21-year-old Huey Morton and 23-year-old Troy Matheson were last seen near floodwaters yesterday morning. A search of the floodwaters has begun as a precaution. Thousands of other people have been evacuated and hundreds of homes affected as a result of the floods. An emergency alert has been issued for some areas northeast of Townsville, with residents advised to move to higher ground. Townsville remains the area most affected by flooding, although floods have extended as far west as Mount Isa. An outgoing member of the Huawei Australia board has defended the company against claims it's a spy for the Chinese government. John Brumby, the Premier of Victoria from 2007 to 2010, has been on the board of Huawei Australia for 8 years and announced last week that he'll leave in March. Upon that announcement, he denied his leaving had any connection to criminal charges brought against the Chinese company in the US for bank fraud and stealing trade secrets. The federal government in Australia has banned any Huawei equipment from being used in building the new 5G telephone network. Speaking exclusively to SBS Radio, John Brumby says there are misconceptions about Huawei being thought to be a security risk.
This is not about Huawei, which is a very good company, a very successful company. It's about Chinese government laws that could require the company to pass on information. We would never, ever, we have never, and we would never pass on information if requested. To do so would spell the end of the company.
In football, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp insists everything is still going well at Liverpool, despite the club now being at risk of losing its position atop the English Premier League standings. Liverpool struggled to a 1-1 draw with West Ham in London and was lucky to even get that goal. The draw means Liverpool will lose first place if Manchester United defeats Everton on Thursday morning. Despite Liverpool having missed out on 7 points in its last 5 Premier League matches, Klopp says there's little need to worry.
We have to fight, that's all. It's not about pressure. It's about enjoying the situation you are in. It's, you know, we have 62 points, lost one game in a full season so far, which is very positive. But I see in your faces already, you feel a bit sorry with us. You don't have to, eh? We are fine. So we are fine and everything is good. And but of course, tonight was just a tough game.
Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, a sunny day and 35 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 32. Melbourne, partly cloudy and 27. Hobart, cloudy and 20. Canberra, a shower or two, 27. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 24. Sydney, much the same, 28. Newcastle, sunny, 28 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two, 32. Cairns, rain with a possible storm, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.